Another tragic loss in the world of entertainment with the death of Whitney Houston, 48. That's pretty sad. Reports today, we recorded this on Sunday for Monday, the autopsy has been completed, and of course the results are pending. Once the toxicology report comes back, and that usually takes a month or so. I think Class did a pretty good post on Scared Monkeys the other day about how she wanted to remember Whitney Houston, but it's hard not to look at the self-destruction, I guess, of this individual. A lot of these entertainers and a lot of pundits will say that it's the pressure of the business that gets to them. Okay, maybe so, but there's also something called willpower and treatment and all that, and there's many, many entertainers that have been able to survive, have long, healthy careers without problems with drugs and alcohol. We can only speculate as far as what finally took Whitney Houston's life. Will we be right? Will we be wrong? I'm not sure. Remember her for her music, not for her life, I think is most important. Music was her life, but eventually, at her life was taken because of poor decisions, poor health, poor whatever. I don't know. But role model? No. Excellent singer? Absolutely. That's just my opinion. I wonder what yours is. I'm Dana Presser. That's today's commentary.